Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is here. So is Bo Morgan. And, of course, Dylan is keeping us on the rails behind the glass, or at least trying his best to. We've got the wake-up call coming up at 8 a.m. Doing things a little differently now with wake-up call, where you get to ask your questions. You can ask about Falcons training camp, what we're seeing out there, or how Mike watches the game, being a former Falcon himself. Or on the personal front, you can ask Bo how the Yellow Jacket situation is shaping up, which I'm assuming no news is good news on that, Bo.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a weird place because I want to go out there and investigate a little bit more, mm-hmm. but I haven't. I need to go do some work out there. So I've got a game plan, and I want you to know, won't you tell me what you think of it? I want to see if I was successful. So I'm going to take a stick, a big stick. I actually have like a kind of a limb that's fallen in one other part of the yard, in the backyard. And it's my backyard is no grass, nothing. It's just a pine. It's just trees and pine straw, right? I'm going to take this kind of a limb. I'm going to throw it onto the infected area. And I say infected of where the nest was because it's underground. And if I see Yellow Jacket swarming, I know that I've not won. And if I don't, then I'm going to take it as victory. What do you guys think?
How often do you walk towards this Yellow Jacket's nest?
Well,
like on a monthly basis. How many times would you say you walk towards this position, this place in your yard?
Well, I used to walk back there to maintain a little bit more, but right now I haven't because.
But you said it's just pine straw and trees.
Well, there's some weeds that have grown up that I want to take care of.
All right.
Can I make a quick suggestion?
Sure.
I think it might be a little bit better of an idea if you – do you have like a long stick of some sort that you can kind of poke it and prod it with?
That's even – I think that's worse than throwing something and running.
Thomas J. yourself
I think,
on that.
But I think throwing something – I think you might get false hope that there's nothing happening when that may not be true.
That might be a good
– I think throwing might not – it might not get them going enough to wrestle them up.
It is because I'm going to – it's a good-sized limb and I'm going to be able to get close enough to kind of stir it.
Okay. All right.
My only point was going to be that, like, why? You know what I mean?
Because
like, if you're not walking near this area very often, then like just let it be.
Well, I mean, I agree, but I think you should still check
because the reason I was back there in the first place and stepped on it is there was some poke salad that had grown up, and I need to get rid. There's still quite a few that are back there. I want to get them done. Mm-hmm. It's bothering me the way it looks, and so. That's why I was doing it, and then I caught hell, and then I sent it back, and now I want to know where we're at.
Well, get your questions in for the wake-up call. That'll be coming up at 8 a.m. You can tweet them at us at 929 Morning Shift or use the good old-fashioned way. Call us right at 8 a.m. Now it's time to go in the huddle. So the Chargers have made Rashawn Slater the highest-paid offensive lineman in NFL history with $114 million for this extension, 92 guaranteed. I guess you're excited about that, Mike.
I just love seeing the big man get their money like that, especially a guy of the caliber of Rashawn Slater, man. He is we've mentioned Tristan Wirfs on the show a number of times because he's the left tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I've mentioned all the time in the last couple of years he has played at a Hall of Fame level. Rashawn Slater's right there. I would say them, along with Trent Williams, probably the three best left tackles in the NFL, just in terms of pass protection. So it's really nice to see him get his money. It is a bag of money. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited for him. I think as far as the Chargers goes, this is smart. They do need probably a wide receiver one, but you've got him. You drafted Joe Alt last year, who is a pretty good player in his own right so far. So you've got Justin Herbert set up for success. You've got two quality offensive tackles for at least the next four seasons. To be able to make things happen. So, yeah, man, I think it's a good look. He's a really, really good player and deserves money, deserves to be paid at the top of the board like that.
Now, the more I see stuff like this, the more I'm like, man, Herbert's running out of excuses.
He's starting to enter Bryce Young territory.
No. I think he's entering, I would say more Kyler Murray than Bryce Young, because Herbert's made the playoffs, so's Kyler Murray. They've had good years, but they can't bust through that ceiling. I mean, they laid an egg in Houston last year, and Herbert, I think, threw like four picks in that game. In that playoff game, so
yeah,
I think he's really good, but I think he gets a little too much love, Herbert.
Yeah, and when I say he's entering Bryce Young territory, I don't by any means think of them as a similar quarterback. I think Justin Herbert's far and away more talented than Bryce Young right now. But they have done – like, if Bryce Young can't succeed this year for the Panthers, then he's just simple. Like, you just don't know what to do. Like, they've done everything possible to put pieces around him to allow him to succeed as a starting quarterback. They've drafted wide receivers. They've signed offensive linemen to big deals. They've brought in different, obviously, offensive coaches and different people who can develop. And Dave Canales was brought in for that exact reason, because he developed Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith and whoever else. So you're getting to the point with a couple of these guys where it's like, man, we're going to give you every possibility to succeed, and you better be able to do it here in the near-term future.
Yeah, I understood is kind of where you were going. I just feel like the better comp is Kyler Murray, because they've went through multiple coaches. They brought in – and they even brought in a coach originally that was supposed to be able to run a system. Then you hear Kyler Murray say, I think we should run more off-schedule plays. Like, huh? Like, wait,
how do
what?
How do you call those?
I mean, that you heard that comment though, right? Where he's like, we should do more stuff off-schedule. And it's like –
trips right bunch.
So,
Chuck and Duck.
Yeah. Hey. Like, just run around. Like, just run around and look. You know, like there's a, like you're running into a car or something.
That's crazy.
He just want to play. He just wants to play a little flag football.
Well, that's what it is, man. Backyard ball.
That's not. You know,
Thanksgiving style.
No, that's not. I'm sure offensive linemen love to hear that.
Well, the Cleveland Browns quarterback, Kenny Pickett, has suffered a hamstring injury. That's going to give more reps to Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders.
Okay. I keep hearing about this quarterback competition, and I keep hearing some people like want to pencil in Shedeur Sanders as the favorite, and then especially the two young guys, I should say, as in if Flacco was the starter, and then whichever one's going to take over. I solely or strictly believe that Joe Flacco is going to start the season as a quarterback, and I've believed for a while that Dylan Gabriel will be the first guy that relieves him, unless Shedeur Sanders just blows by him somehow in practice. Because the reason I believe that is they would have drafted Shedeur Sanders before Dylan Gabriel if they were higher on Shedeur Sanders, to me.
Well, and you know, it's been interesting, too, and I think Shedeur was asked over the weekend that he's the only one of the group that hasn't gotten reps with the first team. The videos I've seen, he's looked okay. I mean, but if you just, you know, took names off of jerseys and you watch most NFL quarterbacks on an NFL roster at this point, they're going to look okay. So, I don't know, man. Maybe this does open a door for some extra reps somewhere here and there with Kenny Pickett having the hamstring injury. I don't think anybody knows at this point the severity of the hamstring injury, so we'll see. But, I mean, it is what it is at this point. And, you know, how much time do you spend talking about the third-string quarterback battle of the Cleveland Browns? For me, it's not going to be much. It just kind of is what it is right now.
I mean, the names that's attached to it really pushes a lot of people into it, because they want to throw stones on one side or the other.
Well, and kind of a similar story coming out of the 49ers. Juwan Jennings left practice with a calf injury. No word yet on the severity of it.
Didn't Juwan Jennings just make a big deal about wanting a new contract?
Probably. It seems like everybody in San Francisco does that every year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and this is the last thing the 49ers want to see, because their 2024 was injury-riddled.
Yeah.
So that's the last thing.
They don't
have
Debo anymore. And Ayuk has the knee injury, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So
they just activated Pearsall. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's one thing after another with that team out there. And look, you know, it is what it is, man. You got to have everybody really step up to the plate. Eventually, it's just going to get to a point where you're like, dude, they've missed their window.
Hey, remind me, wasn't that what we thought Christian McCaffrey was dealing with last year, was a calf strain?
Yeah.
To begin with, right? Yeah, right? I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, but wasn't that what it started with last year for him? And then we saw that ended out.
Yep.
Hey, and there's so much NFL news. Are you guys good if we pause on In the Huddle right now? Pick it back up on the other side, because there is some Aaron Rodgers audio that we need. Can we play that real quick, Dylan?
Put him on the spot.
Okay, we're going to do that on the other
side. No, we can't.
We're going to play that Aaron Rodgers audio on the other side. That is next with The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.